Let the church say amen. Certainly God is good. And God is not good some of the time, but God is good all the time. And all of the time God is good. Amen. This is such a beautiful sight to see everybody here at Florence Boulevard. I am no stranger here. And I just want you to know that I'm certainly appreciative for this exalted privilege that the elders have extended to me to come and speak words from God's holy word. This is my second home. This is what I call Florence Boulevard. Amen. Those of you that are here, I know you. And most of y'all, I wash your cars. Amen. If it don't shine, it ain't mine. Amen. Yes, that's correct. Amen. And so we bring you greetings from the Westside Church of Christ in Leeton, Alabama. And we just want you to know that you are indeed our honored guest. Y'all come on up front here. Amen. Amen. We still got some more from Westside that's coming. Y'all just sit right on up there. Glad to see y'all here. Amen. Thank you so much. And now, if they don't have an outline, can one of the brethren make sure that they get an outline so y'all can follow along with us tonight? Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more that we can give them. Thank you so much. Wonderful. The young people working here in this church. This is beautiful. Amen. Thank you. And so this is what it's all about. We appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Like I said, we want to say a few words from God's word. I will not be here long. And if you don't have an outline, raise your hand. Okay, I see a hand. There goes some hands right over here, brothers, in the back. And there goes some over there. If you don't have a line, because I'm going to shake somebody's hand, and I'm going to ask you what was point number one, what was point number two, and what was point number three. The school bell has rung. Class is now in session. Say amen if you can. Amen. Yeah. And I tell you what, let me make sure that I get one of those outlines also. I got to preach this sermon. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Yes. All right. Very good. Thank you. When I received the message to come here and speak at Florence Boulevard, and I said, Lord, I said, what can I say to my friends, people that I've learned to love and respect and appreciate? And it was as if the Lord just led this particular lesson to me so that I can speak from my heart to you tonight. If you have a copy of the Word of God, we started at Psalms, the 23rd chapter, where David talks about the Lord being his shepherd. Now, we all are familiar with that song, and I don't need to go into length or into detail with that particular song that David wrote, the 23rd division of song. But what I like to do tonight, I want to use for a subject tonight, let God lead you. Let God lead you. And I do believe that if there was ever a time that Florence Boulevard needed to be led, the time is now. And not necessarily Florence Boulevard. I'm just simply speaking in general, all throughout the brotherhood, the body of Christ. We need to let God lead us. Amen. If we expect to do and to be what God will have us to be. Now, tonight, what I plan to do is I'm going to give you three scriptures tonight. Yeah, I'm going to give you three passages from the Old Testament. And one passage is Exodus chapter 13 and verse number 17 and 18. So if you don't mind, turn your Bibles to the 13th division of Exodus. Exodus chapter number 13. And we're going to commence with verse number 17 and verse number 18. Brother Mike, if you have it, begin with verse 17, Exodus 13 and verse number 17. What does the book say?
And came to
And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they'll go back to Egypt. Now, in verse number 17, I want you to get a pencil where the Bible says God led them. I want you to underline that, underscore that. God led them. Verse number 18, Brother Mike. Here we go again. God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Thank you so much, Brother Mike. Now let us turn to Exodus chapter 14. Watch me now. Watch. We're going to school. Exodus chapter number 14. Turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter number 14. And we're going to commence with verse number 8, and we're going to terminate with verse number 11. Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to begin with verse number 8. Brother Mike, if you have that, 8 through 11, Exodus 14. You just read Exodus 13. Now we're in Exodus 14, and we're going to look at verse number 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Verse number 9. And the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, by Phaharoth. Belshazzar. Okay, verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Verse number 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Thank you so much. Now, we just read Exodus chapter 13. We just read Exodus chapter 14. Now, I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 15. Watch me now. Exodus chapter number 15, and we'll look at verse number 20. We'll look at verse number 22. Okay, what is that? I didn't know what that was. Okay, I'll lay this over here out my way. Exodus chapter 15, and we're going to begin with verse number 22 and 23. Brother Mike, what does the book say? So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness. And they went 3 days into the wilderness, and they found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. All right, thank you so much. Now, you ought to have an outline in your possession. Now, sometimes God leads by way, and I got number one. Sometimes God leads by way of a, I got number two. And, of course, sometimes God leads by way of a, and I got point number three. Now, in reading the Pentateuch, that's where we just read, I find that God speaks today through the wandering of his people in the wilderness. God is a unique God. God is a great God. And there is no Savior like the Lord. Amen? But as we read the ancient texts, as we read the Old Testament, there are some snapshots here. that I want us to read carefully. And I believe these snapshots will serve as a roadmap from earth to glory. Amen. Now, in the first text that you read, turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 13. Watch me now. Turn your Bibles back to Exodus chapter 13, where Brother Mike so eloquently read. In Exodus chapter 13, we looked at verse number 17. And the Bible says, and it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God, what did he do? God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. God said, let's peradventure the people repent, and when they see war, they will return to Egypt. Verse 18, but God led the people. God led them. Now, I want you to get a pencil and underline the fact that God led them. Amen. That's what the Bible says in verse number 17 and verse number 18. God led them. Now, that is crucial. That is crucial. Now, what I want that to sink deep down in your spirit. I want that to sink deep down in your spirit that God led them. Amen. Now, God is the leader. God is the captain. Amen. The Bible says that God led them. But it says that in verse number 17 that God led them not. God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines. Amen. Now, God is still leading. But God led them not by the way which one would normally go. Amen. And I read that and I couldn't figure out why is it that God led them not the closest and the shortest and the quickest way. Amen. God led them not through the land of the Philistines, although that was near. That was a shortcut. All they had to do was go through the land of the Philistines. That was a shortcut. They tell me that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Amen. But when I read the text, it says that God led them. But God led them not by way of a straight line. This suggests that God led them, number one, because I'm going to shake somebody's hand right now. And I'm looking right now who I'm feeling my audience right now. And I see who I'm going to ask. Number one, I want you to fill in the blank. Number one. Okay, I'm gonna get over there. God led them by way of a. By way of a detour. I want you to write that down. By way of a detour. Number one. Sometimes God would lead by way of a detour. Okay? Now, the Bible says that God was leading them. Even though they didn't go the shortest distance, God led them, but he led them through the way of the land of the Philistines. But God is still leading them. Amen. God did not go by the way of the Philistines. He detoured. Amen. That's what the text says. Now, in Exodus chapter 14, turn your Bibles to Exodus chapter 14. Now, we see that God is leading them. They're on their way coming from Egypt. They're coming from the land of Egypt. They've been enslaved for years down there in Egypt. Now, you got to remember this. I told you to remember this crucial point that God is leading them. Amen. I want you to remember that. Let that sink deep down in your spirit. Even though God is leading them, God did not lead them by the way of the shortcut. Now, in Exodus chapter 14, and verse number 8, Brother Mike, what does the book say? And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. Verse number 9. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army overtook them, encamping by the sea. All right, yeah, okay. Now, what that's simply saying is that God is still leading. Now, Pharaoh is behind them. The Red Sea is in front of them. The mountains were on the side of them. Now, here they are, but remember, God is leading. Pharaoh behind them. The Red Sea in front of them. The mountains were beside them. Number 2. Looks like a dead end to me. Looks like a dead end to me. Pharaoh behind me. The Red Sea is in front of me. The mountains are beside me. It looks like it's a dead end to me. Number 2, I want you to write down, sometimes God leads by way of a dead end. Sometimes God leads by way of a detour. But remember this crucial point, God is leading. Amen. Yeah, all of Pharaoh's horsemen, Pharaoh's sword, Pharaoh's shield, but God is still leading them up to the Red Sea. Israel is transfixed between the sword of Pharaoh and the Red Sea. It's a dead end, but God is leading. Amen. God led them by way of a detour. God led them by way of a dead end. And number three, I'm not going to be up here all night. Amen. Yeah. In Exodus chapter 15, Brother Mike, in Exodus chapter 15, and let's look at verse number 22. Exodus 15 and verse number 22. What does the book say? So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found what? And found what? With no water. Ain't no water. Lord, have mercy. But remember, God is still leading. All right, verse 23, Brother Mike. When they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for that water was bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Sometimes in life, God will lead by way of a detour. Sometimes in life, God will lead by way of a dead end. Sometimes in life, God would lead by way of a dry place. The Bible said there was no water. Now, the first D is that God leads by way of a. The second D, sometimes God leads by way of a. And the third D, sometimes God leads by way of a. But remember this crucial point. God is leading. Amen. Now, God is leading. So it seems like God leads sometimes by way of a detour, by way of a dead end, by way of a dry place. But remember this, God is leading. Amen. That's a crucial point. Don't ever question the leadership of God. God knows exactly what he's doing. Don't worry about your condition. You don't worry about the affairs of life if God is doing the leading. God doesn't always lead the way we want him to lead. God doesn't always give us what we always want him to give us and the time that we want him to give it to us. You might be on your way, as you would describe, as a great career. You might be involved in a great marriage. Amen. You might be involved in some great business venture, but that's the way you feel. Like, this is the way my life is going to turn out, Brother Melvin. But even in the midst of your fantasy, even in the midst of your fantasy island, amen, something can happen that you didn't plan on. Don't get upset. Don't get angry. Don't get mad. It just could be that God is getting ready to lead you by way of a detour, by way of a dead end, by way of a dry place. Am I right about it? God knows what he's doing. God don't see things the way we see things. Amen. All we can see is as far as our optical ability will allow us to see. But God looks at it differently. God can look into the tomorrow. God doesn't see the way we see. If God is leading you, don't complain about the detours of life. If God is leading you, don't complain about the dead ends of life. If God is leading you, don't complain about the dry places of life. Just let God lead you. Am I right about it? God is leading, and he knows what he's doing. Amen. God knows how much we can stand. God knows what we can stand. And God looked up and God saw the Philistines. And God said that these people are great. They are giants. And God said, if my people see these giants, their hearts are going to fail. And they will go back and turn back into Egypt. Amen. So God decided that I better lead them by way of a detour. Amen. God knows his people, and God knows exactly what we can stand and how much we can stand. Amen. And even right now, you may be enjoying your life right now. You may be sitting down listening to me this evening, and you are enjoying your life right now. Sometimes God may send you by way of a detour. Amen. So if there is some radical change, if there is some radical fixation that occurred in your life over which you had no control over, don't be alarmed. Don't fight. Don't get angry. It just could be that God is getting ready to lead you in another direction. Don't fight against God. Why? Because God has a purpose for your life. Trust God in spite of how things look. Amen. Let God lead you. Somebody said, preacher, you don't understand. I'm going through some things in my life. Brother Melvin, you just don't know what I'm going through. I've had to deal with death in my life. I had to deal with family sickness. I had to deal with my child being incarcerated. Brother Melvin, I had to deal with all kind of pains and problems, financial problems. You don't know exactly what I'm going through. Well, all I'm simply saying tonight is allow God to use you. Let God lead you. God is in control, and God knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. And if you are going through some difficulty tonight, and maybe you probably question the leadership ability of God, and you're probably saying, Brother Melvin, I'm experiencing, I'm going through some sickness in my life. I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And all I want to know is why? I come to church. I read my Bible. I commune every Sunday. I give of my whatever I prosper. I give. And I worship God faithfully. Why am I going through these things? God would probably say to you tonight, he'll probably whisper in your soul and say, my child, before there can be some blessings, sometimes there has to be some bleeding. Before I can help you, Sometimes I have to hurt you before I can open up a door. Sometimes I have to close a window before I can bring you up. Sometimes I have to pull you down. Just remember, let God lead you. And if there's anything that I want to leave to Florence Boulevard as a takeaway, you remember this one thing. If you're experiencing the leadership of God and it looks like things ain't going the way that you want them to go, and things are not being done the way you think they ought to be done, you just remember one thing. And I want you to, this is the takeaway. This is the takeaway. Psalms chapter 30 and verse number 5. You ain't got to turn there. I'll go and quote it. Weeping may endure for a night. I said weeping may endure for a night. But joy, 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 Florence Boulevard, joy comes in the morning. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Let God lead you. Florence Boulevard, let God lead you. And you just remember, sometimes when God leads sometimes by way of a detour. I never forget, I got upset when they had to put that sign on a detour on the O'Neill Bridge. And they had to detour the traffic all the way to the Patton Island Bridge. And I said, why can't I go, you know, but you know what? They know exactly what they're doing. Amen. Sometimes God leads by way of a dead end. Sometimes God will lead you right in a dry place. Amen. But let God lead you. I said, let God lead you. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, and I'm ready to take my seat. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he, it didn't say the song leaders, it says, and he, it didn't say the elders, and he, it didn't say the deacons, and he, it didn't say the preacher, and he will direct thy path. Am I right about it? All we got to do is trust in God. I said, let God lead you. Florence Boulevard, let God lead you. Am I right about it? God knows exactly what he's doing. I believe it was David that said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let God lead you. David said, the Lord leads me because he is my shepherd. He leads me in the path of what? It's not my money that's leading me. It's not my education that's leading me. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let God lead you. He leads through his word. Amen. And if you do that, everything is going to be all right. And if you want us to pray with you and to pray for you, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And if you're not a member of the Lord's church, you can come, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. And that'll put you in the blood-bought, blood-banner, blood-stained, blood institution that's known as the Church of Christ. Living in that church, working at church. And when you die and press a dying pillow, one day you'll get up out of that church. And if you're subject to the invitation, give me your hand. and give God your heart right now while together we stand and sing.